Attention. It's the last warning. We call for an immediate end to the war in the north of Spain. On April 26, 1937, the German Condor Legion aircraft, together with the Italian Air Force and the coup army that revolted against the Republican government, got involved in the Spanish Civil War. They bombed the small town of Guernica for 3 long hours. The bombardment left more than 300 civilians dead, people who had mainly taken refuge in shelters. The air raids destroyed 75% of the monuments in the historical city of Basque.
I was a little child when Guernica was bombed, and I've heard the story from my mother. It was a peaceful village in which everyone lived happily. Like other villages in its neighborhood, the people in Guernica were living as a big family.
For years, even during the era of Franco's dictatorship, people in Guernica have held ceremonies to mark the anniversary of this appalling tragedy and honor their freedom. Each year in Guernica, they introduce new proposals to prevent violation of individual and collective rights at the international level.
On the day of bombardment, I started to sense the danger as I noticed a strange situation and heard some shootings. I was a terrified little child. I thought of escaping to Lumo village. Later on, while I was scared to death, I found myself on the road to Muxica. It was 9:30 a.m.
75 years ago in April, on a local market day, the air raid sirens went off in Guernica.
My father was serving in the Basque army. First he was in Asturias region, and later he had to go to the front line by lottery. His battalion was stationed in Lakeitio region at the time of bombardment. In the absence of my father, my mother was cutting the grass to feed the livestock. My mother had found a dead man while she was on her way and then heard the sirens. She said that later another dead body was found below the Renteria bridge that was built over a broad river. She could describe the scene clearly and knew the victims by their names.
My parents were searching for me. Frightened, I gradually went forward and reached the backside of Josefinas, where I met a woman from Segundo Olaeta, a famous school. Then two cousins of mine, Gerardo and Fernando, and I found a stream. We were in a high altitude and decided to swim in that deep stream. We could see the small aircrafts and their pilots from behind. The first aircraft dropped a bomb on Renteria. Then another group of 3 aircrafts appeared, probably en route from Vitoria. We could see them pretty as well as we were in a hole with our heads stretched out. So I have recorded every detail of the scene in my mind like a camera. The bombs were dropped manually from the aircrafts. Some bombs were as big as this and some others were small.
German and Italian fighter jets dropped more than 28 tons of bombs on the city. Most of those bombs were dropped by Junkers Ju 52 cargo planes of the German Condor Legion, commanded by this man, Sergeant von Richthofen. The fighter aircraft took off from Burgos Airport, controlled by the dictatorship in power at the time. Savoia Marchetti SM-79 were among the aircraft that took off from Soria, the region previously captured by by pro-General Franco groups.
German troops looked at Guernica's offensive and Spanish Civil War as a preparation for the Second World War. This was attested by Gorgoring during the Nuremberg War Trials. Although the case was not addressed in depth, Goring stated that the German troops took the opportunity of the Spanish Civil War to carry out some military tests. Guernica's raid was the first widespread, unremitting and long air operation that was launched on a defenseless town. The massacre of civilians took 3 hours and ended at 18:45 when the last German aircraft left the Guernica's sky. When Hitler won the 1933 election, he started to reorganize German troops that were defeated in the First World War. The bombing of Guernica was the first operation of the German Condor Legion that was expert on carrying out bomb operations. The bombing continued in a periodic and systematic way until the city was leveled.
From 6 in the afternoon, the sorties intensified. 1/4 of the bombs dropped over the area were incendiary. Following the raid, escort troops that had been dispatched from Vitoria and had been monitoring the situation opened machine gun fire on the people. The sirens stopped sounding 1 hour and 30 minutes later.
Later it was claimed that there were some targets of great military significance in Guernica. For instance, they spoke of Renteria Bridge. It came as a surprise that despite systematic bombing, the bridge remained unharmed. The air raid paved the way for similar bomb attacks to be carried out in the Second World War. There was no attack on military targets. Rather, the strike took the lives of civilians. Later, the buildings and streets were annihilated by the incendiary bombs. Guernica was the first of this kind of bomb attacks. I would like to quote a sentence from Manuel Lagunicher, a scholar and journalist from Guernica who writes about the Second World War. He is a journalist and has conducted an exhaustive research on the Second World War. Actually, he records eyewitness accounts of the second half of the 20th century.
Bombing civilians was unprecedented in Europe. Rif War took place in one of the colonial regions. The colonialists justified their attack on Rif under the excuse that the tribal people were barbarian and uncivilized. The incendiary bombs used in the Rif War contained toxic gases, but bombing civilians in Guernica was the first of its kind in Europe. Undoubtedly, the Spanish Civil War could be singled out as the reason behind these bomb attacks. Whether the bombs were ordinary or incendiary, the only thing that matters is the massacre of civilians.
We were living next to the cemetery and we noticed that every night a van would carry 6 to 7 dead bodies to the mountainous area at the top of the cemetery. To play in the area, we made dares to gather the bombs which were scattered over the region. What a crazy act! How ignorant we were! In fact, we were playing with our lives.
It was only me and my mum since my early childhood. Guernica was gradually rebuilt and we were playing in the ruins until we were 10 or 12 years old.
The military campaign sought to get the upper hand in the air. The allies of the coup army were on the watch in their bases in Burgos, Soria, and Vitoria-Gasteiz, awaiting the right time to bomb the city. The small group of the Basque military and the militia had no chance of giving a response. The debilitated Republican army could not dominate the land captured by Franco's army. They bombed the small towns such as Uchando and Durango, near the enemy borders. The Spanish people have a more vivid memory of the Andalusia, Barcelona, and Alicante bombings. Still, Guernica remains the hardest hit victim, and political propaganda played a critical role in the civil war that raged on in it.
Through widespread propaganda, the fascists poisoned the public opinion. Recently, an article from Juan Pablo Fusi, a contemporary and competent Spanish historian, is published in El País newspaper. He explains how this great and unprecedented tragedy happened in Guernica.
Iñaki Bagatín made a 5-minute video from a rocket launched to Navarro. The video shows the confessions made by Iribarren, an amateur attorney who later became Mola's secretary. Iribarren took part in Mola's negotiations with the Spanish generals and heard them saying, "Let's level the city." The Spanish authorities made a foolish mistake. In his speech on April 27th, Lehendakari Aguirre, president of Basque, said, "The fighter planes couldn't fly today due to weather conditions." As the bombing took place on April 26th, the Spanish people called him a liar, who wanted to evade his responsibility by relating the case to climatic conditions. Although we all knew what had happened, we wouldn't talk about it. While we were all informed that we were at war and the city was bombarded by the German aircraft, the official documents say that we, the people of Basque, opened fire on Guernica. This is while the city was set on fire from the top. Everybody knew what was happening, not via the media, rather from a sentence written on an election leaflet.
Why was Guernica bombed? Well, it wasn't the first, the bloodiest, or the most destructive of wars. Despite its military significance, the Guernica bombing didn't play a crucial role in the fall of Bilbao that came about 2 months later. The Guderis Battalion, including soldiers from the Basque region and the Acantonado Battalion, were stationed in La Villa. Loyola was in the Santa Clara Monastery, Ceseta in Las Carmelitas Monastery, and Guernica Garcolas was based in a school. Taking into account the refugees that fled from the borders and excluding the nomadic neighbors, Guernica had a population of 7,000. It has always been the symbol of Basque's freedom. Renteria Bridge was declared a military target to prevent the troops' retreat. This while the weapons factory and some other industrial units survived unscathed.
Guernica has been the symbol of freedom for the Basque people. They planned to massacre the Basque nation and had their own reasons. The government decided to punish the Basque people when it was informed of close ties between them and the Republicans. This is while people in Guernica were very weak and emotional.
Guernica was a small town with a population of 5,700 and no military importance. A weapons factory comprised of some companies called Astra and a repair shop were considered as the only industrial units of Guernica. They justified the bombing of the town with the excuse of preventing the retreat of the Basque troops that were coming from Guipúzcoa. The troops had lost Las Inchotas area and started to retreat. But the Guernica's people, as well as all the people in that region, knew that destruction of Renteria Bridge was not a barrier to the army's advance, because you could pass some parts of the Guernica's river on foot without using a boat or a bridge. The town was of no importance in terms of population and industry. It didn't even have a strategic military significance. It was just a small town. But Guernica has moral value. Its history dates back to the Middle Ages, and it's of symbolic significance for the Basque people for two reasons. First, it was home to a church in La Casa de Juntas, in which people took an oath under an oak tree that stood there for hundreds of years. The Spanish authorities had to take an oath to uphold the fueros, or local laws, of Biscay. These oaths are nothing more than the common rights and laws of the country, such as the laws of inheritance and the authorities' codes of conduct. These laws have been handed down from generation to generation. In the 13th century, the Spanish kings who entered Biscaya had to take the oath to be considered the Biscaya's noblemen. This ceremony was just held in Guernica, neither in Bilboa nor in any other town. Because of Iglesia Juradera, a church where the oath was sworn, Guernica has been the symbol of freedom for the Basque people. The foreign kings had to take an oath to respect our customs, otherwise they were not recognized in Spain. Second, they intended to bomb Guernica, the symbol of freedom for the Basque nation. On April 28th, Alba said that Guernica had neither strategic nor military importance and was only bombed to terrorize the people.
There were two reasons to wage an all-out war against the civilians of a town. First, since late March 1933, General Franco's supporters were prepared to make an advance towards the north and attack Biscaya. The borders were secure due to the resistance of the Guderis and pro-republican militia groups in El Gutella, Ibar, and Ochandiano since October 1936. Their failure to comply with Madrid in late March made them attack the northern border line. They bombed Guernica following the attack of Durango on March the 31st, 1937, to compensate their slow progress in war. They also intended to scare people and show them the might of Franco's army in line with Mola's frequent threats. In the leaflets distributed as part of election campaign, Mola had addressed Guderis and the militia groups in the Basque language and had said, "I will devastate the whole Biscaya if you continue to resist." They punished a specific group of people to teach them a lesson. In fact, they aimed to compensate their failed attempts to invade Biscaya 1 month earlier. But why the heaviest air raid took place in Guernica and not in Sornosa or Ibar? Guernica is of symbolic importance for the Basque people. This is why headquarters of El Arbol Institute is situated in Guernica. When Republicans were in power, some movements, such as the movement of municipalities to achieve autonomy, had had their origins in Guernica. It was a symbolic town.
Due to Guernica's great significance, an artist like Picasso allocated a painting to this town. Something painted by Picasso is of highest value. The Picasso's painting, as well as the article written by Steer in the Times, played a crucial role in informing the people of the world of what had happened in Guernica.
It is because of the Picasso's painting that today the world knows about Guernica more than before. The painting's contract was signed between Picasso and the Republican government in 1937 in Paris. This painting was brought here at the era of the democratic government in 1981 by the Union of Democratic Center, or UCD, and it belongs to the Spanish government. Today, this painting is kept in the Reina Sofia Museum that represents an aristocratic family. Picasso had sold his artwork to a Republican government, and for sure he wouldn't have been happy had he known that his artwork is being kept in such a place.
The Guernica's bombing provoked reactions at an international level for two reasons. First, Steer was a competent journalist, quite different from the yellow journalists who make their reports while lounging in their hotel rooms. Steer was residing in Makrada, Bithynia, and came here to do something positive. Steer knew that his respective country, Britain, that had previously announced its neutrality, had to be involved in the war and had to help the legitimate republican government of Spain and the Basque. In his article published in The Times on April 28, Steer gives a detailed account of the Guernica's bombing by the German Air Force. The next day, Spanish fascists kidnapped Bichita, one of the intellectuals of Basque who was accompanying a group of French journalists as a translator. The fascists made the French journalists write a report and portray the Basque people as being behind the Guernica's bombing and setting it afire. The French government was informed of the case. Later on May 12, the Le Humanitaire, the daily newspaper linked to the French Communist Party, denounced the report as a lie and pointed the finger of blame at Franco's supporters. In addition to Steer's article and Picasso's painting, the exhibition of 1937 in Paris was a key factor. As the Spanish people maintained their legitimacy in their fight against the Franco's regime, they were allowed to have their own pavilion at the 1937 Paris International Exhibition. They asked Picasso to paint a scene of the war. Although he was a committed artist, Picasso had no idea what to do. Guernica's sudden air raids on April 26 made Picasso, who had been previously working on some images of cows and horses, create the painting of Guernica. Guernica is probably the most famous and the clearest painting that depicts opposition to war. Actually, it was a great help to the Basque people and all those who were at war against fascism.
Y de repente el 26 de abril es el bombardeo de Guernica.